Welcome to IRL Media News. I'm your host, Chris Thompson.
And today we're talking about Brad Pitt. He's more than just a pretty face, and he's got the business and real estate portfolio to prove it. We'll talk about how much this Ocean's 11 Stars blockbusters have made, his love of art and his own sculpting works, the latest on his Plan B production company, and what's next after he sold a large stake in the company, and his real estate portfolio, which includes the sprawling Chateau Miraval winery in the south of France. All that and more on today's episode of IRL Media News. Let's get into it. Background. As a sporty youth from Oklahoma, Brad Pitt majored in journalism at the University of Missouri. Just 2 credits, 1 term paper, and 2 short weeks before graduation, he had an epiphany regarding what he wanted to do in life, and journalism wasn't it. He made the head-scratching decision to quit college and move to California. His parents thought he was going to Pasadena College of Design, but in reality, he moved to California to pursue an acting career. With just $275 in his pocket, he landed in Los Angeles. For the time being, he had to work odd jobs to make ends meet. He later said in an interview that he regretted dropping out of college, yet his success as an actor has been anything but regrettable. Acting career. While his acting career might not have seemed a financial success at first, earning a paltry $6,000 for his first movie role in Thelma & Louise in 1991, but he drew a lot of interest from female audiences, which put him on an upward trajectory. Since his first breakthrough movie, he's been in dozens of movies as a lead actor. Without accounting for movies in which he played supporting roles, the 34 movies in which he had the leading role have earned a total of $5.07 billion worldwide at the box office. Let's break down for you some of Brad Pitt's highest-grossing movies worldwide. Brad Pitt's highest-grossing movie franchise was Steven Soderbergh's Ocean's 11 franchise, starting with Ocean's 11, which made $450.7 million worldwide. For Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, and Ocean's 13 movie that Brad Pitt appeared in, they have brought in a combined $1.1 billion worldwide at the box office. For appearing in the Ocean's 11 movie, Brad Pitt got paid $30 million for his role as Robert Rusty Ryan. The movie that brought together Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie was the 2005 hit movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which brought in $487.2 million at the global box office, making it his third most profitable hit. Both Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie each got paid $20 million for their roles in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That brings us to Brad Pitt's role as the Greek semi-god Achilles in the film Troy, which took the worldwide box office by storm, with a gross earnings of $497.4 million worldwide. Brad Pitt got paid $17.5 million for his role in Troy, which is below his usual leading role salary. And Brad Pitt's number one box office was the apocalyptic action thriller World War Z, which crushed the box offices around the world when it took in $540.4 million worldwide. Although Brad Pitt only made a relatively low salary of $11 million for this role. We'll just chalk that up to irony, that Brad Pitt's biggest box office hit paid him one of the lowest salaries in his career as a leading actor. When it comes to working with movie legend Quentin Tarantino, Brad Pitt is more than willing to slash his salary requirements during negotiations to lock in a role in another Tarantino movie. To date, Brad Pitt has appeared in 3 films by Quentin Tarantino, including the 2009 film Inglourious Basterds, the 2019 film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the upcoming film The Movie Critic, which is expected to begin filming in mid-2024 with a 2025 release date. This doesn't even include Brad Pitt's appearance in the 1993 film True Romance, which was written by Quentin Tarantino but directed by Tony Scott. Right now, Brad Pitt is busy filming the Formula One action movie Apex, which is being directed by Joseph Kosinski, who's the genius behind Tom Cruise's box office smash Top Gun Maverick. Joseph Kosinski is hoping to capture lightning in a bottle for a second time with another A-list actor like Brad Pitt, who's getting paid $30 million for his lead role that might just break the box office with a film debuts in 2025. Plan B. If that whole acting thing doesn't work out for Brad Pitt, he could easily fall back on his Plan B entertainment company. Started in 2001 with his then-wife Jennifer Aniston and movie producer Brad Grey, Brad Pitt invested his own money into the production venture. When he and Aniston parted ways, Brad Pitt kept Plan B in the divorce. Sometime later, Brad Grey also bowed out in favor of a leadership role with Paramount Pictures, leaving Brad Pitt as the sole shareholder. Plan B has had a good success churning out Oscar-nominated and winning movies, like the award-winning Moonlight, considered by some to be the best movie of the 21st century, even though it only brought in a modest $65 million at the global box office. The other 2 Oscar winners produced by Plan B were 12 Years a Slave and The Departed, with each earning more than double what Moonlight made at the box office. 12 Years a Slave saw its first weekend debut, bringing in $923,000 from just 19 theaters. Overall, it made $187.7 million worldwide, with $56.7 million of that coming from just the United States box office alone. However, out of the three award winners, it was The Departed that made the biggest box office splash. It took the number one spot at the box office when it debuted in the United States, eventually grossing $291.5 million worldwide. Not all Plan B's financially successful movies were also Oscar winners. The 2005 version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, starring Johnny Depp, brought in $475.8 million worldwide, second only to World War Z, starring Brad Pitt, which brought in $540.5 million worldwide. In Hollywood, not every movie can be a winner. Plan B's 2022 hopeful, She Said, looked like it could be an Oscar contender, but its meh reviews met with meh sales, and the movie only made $13.9 million worldwide. That's not a problem for Brad Pitt and his Plan B associates, who say they value diversity, innovation, and daring over box office numbers when it comes to their creative projects. By 2022, Brad Pitt claimed that his boutique production company was already bulging out at the seams of our little garage. That led Brad Pitt to sell his majority stake in Plan B, a total of 60% of the company, to French media conglomerate Mediawan. Various sources say the deal was worth north of $300 million, but less than $500 million, as has been mentioned in the press. There's been some reports that Brad Pitt may have earned around $113 million from the sale. One of the upsides of selling his majority stake in Plan B to well-financed overseas media companies is that it allows Plan B to access funding and tax credits that are only available to companies headquartered in Europe. Even before the Mediawan deal, Plan B hadn't limited itself strictly to movies. It's produced TV shows for Amazon Prime Video and HBO, and more recently, it made a foray into podcasting projects. Plan B signed an exclusive multi-project deal with Amazon's company Audible to create a collection of Audible originals, art collection, and art galleries. It's great that Brad Pitt has diversified beyond acting, but did you know he's also an artist and a creative at heart? His love of art led him to purchase three Los Angeles art studios from the British art sculptor friend Thomas Hasiago in a rundown industrial-turned-hipster part of the Frogtown neighborhood. He bought the first two side-by-side studios for $4 million in 2016, and then in 2021, he bought a vintage manufacturing building in a separate deal worth $2.9 million. Brad Pitt's journey into the art world didn't just happen overnight. Not only has he reportedly created some of his own art sculptures, but some of them have appeared in an art gallery in Finland and are up for sale at an undisclosed price. He's also a collector and has gathered quite a diverse collection from other artists. He owns several pieces from his friend Thomas Hasiago, whose sculptures sometimes veer into the macabre and creepy. Some of Brad Pitt's other collectibles include black and white photos from civil rights movement photographer Danny Lyon. He spent $110,000 on three pieces made of recyclable materials from the rising artist Nacho Carrabo. He snatched up three pieces from avant-garde artist Atelier Van Leeschow. But perhaps his most impressive piece is the New Orleans-inspired mural that he and Angelina Jolie somehow convinced the enigmatic street artist known as Banksy to create for them. This is rivaled by only one other piece in his collection, the Soul painting done by Winston Churchill during World War II. Brad Pitt's ever-expanding portfolio of businesses, investments, and artworks also expands the automotive world. His magnificent car collection is estimated to be worth $3.7 million and includes high-end luxury cars like a Lamborghini Aventador, an Audi R8, and the venerable Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon. However, his collection also includes the more practical everyman vehicles like the Jeep Cherokee, Chevy Tahoe, and a Camaro SS. Real estate. Art isn't the only thing Brad Pitt has been busy collecting. Ever since he bought his first $1.7 million mansion in 1994 from Elvira, mistress of the darkness herself, he's been scooping up properties left and right. He took that former home from Elvira and turned the Los Feliz mansion into a compound for himself, Jolie, and their six kids. The original home was later joined by two neighboring houses that Brad Pitt bought in 2005 and eventually grew into a 1.9-acre high-security compound that boasts five houses, including the 6,600-square-foot 1915 Craftsman, better known as Briarcliff Manor. Another one of the five homes he bought from an elderly man. Being the good neighbor Brad Pitt is, he allowed the 93-year-old to live there in the house rent-free until he died. Altogether, the compound, which includes three in-ground pools, a nanny's quarter, a secret cave, and a private tennis court, and a skate park, cost Brad Pitt $5 million to assemble over the last 30 years. That initial $5 million investment is nothing compared to the whopping $33 million he sold the compound for in 2023, when he sold it to oil heiress Aileen Getty, netting Brad Pitt a sweet $28 million profit on his investment. And Brad Pitt must be a big fan of irony, because he then turned around and bought Aileen Getty's old house for a mere $8.3 million. See? Celebrities downsize just like the rest of us. Brad Pitt apparently loves California so much that he bought a beach house located near Gaviota State Park, 9 miles west of Santa Barbara, for $4 million in 2000. And now it's estimated to be close to a $20 million property. Brad Pitt uses it as a vacation home, and following his divorce from Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt was able to keep the beachfront property in the divorce. As if one beach house isn't enough for Brad Pitt, he also has another beachfront home, this one in the Caramel Highlands neighborhood near Monterey, California. In 2022, he threw down $40 million in cash to buy author D.L. James' castle-like cliff home, appropriately named Seaward. Brad Pitt's real estate collection isn't just confined to California. Over the years, he's bought and sold homes in New Orleans, Berlin, and New York, including an apartment in the city's iconic Art Deco hotel, the Waldorf Astoria, that he bought with Angelina Jolie. It's thought that Brad Pitt no longer owns this apartment and doesn't have any other properties in NYC. Chateau Miraval. This brings us to the crown jewel of Brad Pitt's real estate empire, the sprawling 1,200-plus-acre Chateau Miraval Winery in Correns, France. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie first leased the centuries-old French Villiard in 2008 before deciding to purchase the estate and make it their family home in 2012 for an estimated $60 million. Even though they reportedly split the bill of the property 60-40, with Brad Pitt paying the larger share, he gave Angelina Jolie an additional 10% equity stake as a wedding gift to make them even partners, but he also included a now-controversial right of first refusal to purchase back for Angelina Jolie any shares in Chateau Miraval should they ever decide to divorce. At that point, Chateau Miraval was owned 50-50 via Brad Pitt's company Mondo Bongo and Angelina Jolie Nouveau. Chateau Miraval's villa, which some say is at least as old as the mid-13th century, is its own small city. Surprisingly, the main house is relatively modest in style, but it's definitely not lacking in substance, sporting 35 bedrooms, two gyms, a billiards room, a mini movie theater, an indoor pool, sauna, and jacuzzi. Surrounded by beautiful woodlands and a moat, the outdoor property is a real stunner with extensive gardens, 20 fountains, ancient aqueducts, and more outdoor swimming pools, a private pond, an olive grove planted among the winding stone terraces, and the Roman-style chapel where Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie secretly married on August 14, 2014. Then there's the vineyard. The vineyard had already been a successful wine-producing moneymaker when they bought Chateau Miraval, which has been in the pride of Tom Bove, the American businessman who had bought the property in the 1990s and went on to make it one of France's top organic wine producers. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie wanted to carry on with Chateau Miraval's history of winemaking, so in 2013, they teamed up with Rhone Valley winery Chateau Beau Castle to launch their own Miraval Wines brand. When they launched their Miraval Wines, their entire stock of 6,000 bottles sold out in just under 5 hours. In 2020, the company rolled out its first champagne onto U.S. shelves. That same year, Miraval Wines sold 150,000 cases in the United States market, a soaring increase of 17.4% over the previous year, according to Brad Pitt. Even though Angelina Jolie owned a 50% stake in the property, she had no hand in making Miraval a success. According to court documents, Brad Pitt said that he was the one who turned it into a multi-million dollar global business and one of the world's most highly regarded producers of rosé wine. By 2023, Chateau Miraval was reportedly worth an estimated $160 million, a staggering $100 million increase in value from when Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie first bought the property. Despite Chateau Miraval's success, the relationship between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie was over. In 2021, Angelina Jolie sold her 50% stake out of spite to the Stoli subsidiary Tenuto Del Mondo, which is owned by the Russian oligarch billionaire Yuri Scheffler. This became an issue because, according to Brad Pitt, his company Mondo Bongo legally had a right of first refusal to buy out Angelina Jolie's stake in Chateau Miraval for $54.5 million. By selling her shares without first informing Brad Pitt and giving him an opportunity to buy out her shares, Angelina Jolie broke their contract. There hasn't been credible reporting on how much Angelina Jolie actually sold her shares in Chateau Miraval Winery to Russian oligarch billionaire Yuri Scheffler for, but the estate is estimated to be valued at $500 million now. Brad Pitt hit back at Angelina Jolie for breaking in their contract with a $350 million lawsuit against Angelina Jolie's company Nuval on the basis that he had a right of first refusal, which if true, would make the sale null and void. However, Angelina Jolie has filed a tit-for-tat $350 million lawsuit of her own, alleging that Brad Pitt has frittered away company assets on renovation to the chateau's swimming pool, staircase, and recording studio. She described Brad Pitt's project expenditures as stripping and looting the company, strong words that a judge apparently didn't agree with. After $10 million in legal fees, Brad Pitt was recently awarded his 10% share of Chateau Miraval back from Angelina Jolie after a court in Luxembourg ruled that the nuptials giving Angelina Jolie the 10% share isn't enforceable. That 10% share has now been put into a Luxembourg court's escrow account until the legal matter can be officially decided, something the courts have said could take years. Regardless of how the legal battles over Chateau Miraval between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie turn out, Brad Pitt's success is in the numbers. Between his film career, his Plan B production company, his art and car collections, and his real estate holdings, Brad Pitt's net worth is estimated to be $400 million.
That sounds like a win to me. That's it for our show today. We really appreciate you sticking around to the end. If you don't want to miss an episode, please consider subscribing and following us wherever you get your podcasts from so we can continue to bring you the business behind the news. I'm your host, Chris Thompson, and this has been an IRL Media News Podcast.